Hey everyone, it's Ruby, and I am back, hopefully, on a consistent basis. It has been a while since we've last talked. And to catch you up on things, I am currently living in my apartment. It's been a year since I've moved in. In the next couple of weeks, I will be moving out and moving back home to my original home with my family. Only due to the rise of cost of living and the way things are right now. A lot has changed in my current relationship, with new concerns and new hopes, but it is definitely a new chapter for me on where I will be going in the next point of my life, because soon I will be 25 in July. And though I am getting older, I still don't feel any different since I was 18. And it's been quite the adjustment for me. Just to give a recap of most of the things that have happened since I've lived in the apartment. Move-in was interesting. It was a lot of me Ubering and getting stuff prepared because none of my family actually helped me day of. Some of them helped prior, setting up clothes and organizing things for me, like my sisters, but everything else was pretty much just me putting things together and making sure shit was right before I would leave and go and pick up my girlfriend and make sure that she was all set. And then we headed to our new home. And then within June 6th, I believe, or June 5th, I started working at the job I'm currently at. And it was a pretty fun and interesting job, to say the least, but I definitely feel like it was the same issues that I've had with most after-school programs and schools I've worked at, where I feel like that these things are systematically problematic, and I can go further into that another day, but I just think with this place, it was a lot better and more suitable for me to be a better leader and learn from my coworkers. And I think every person, all the girls that I worked with were phenomenal and had their own personality and new way to bring to the table. Along with my boss was really great. He was able to manage and inspire me to do a lot of things that I didn't know I could actually do and be encouraged to consistently do it on a daily basis. But it still got to me with the way certain kids would act and treat me, and I'm happy that in that aspect it will be over, and I'm hoping to shift gears from the education realm and finding a new job, because since I've moved here, I've been looking for jobs on Indeed, LinkedIn, ZipRecruiter, all that stuff, and haven't really found anything, whether it was hybrid, in person, or fully online. And it's made it harder to picture what will be next after I move out. I don't have a job lined up yet. I'm hoping to at least take a few weeks off to just chill, reset my mind, and then get back to work so I could work off any debt that I've collected since living here, because all of the money that I used to have, I almost had like 20K in my savings, and it's dropped from paying rent consecutively in the first couple of months living in this apartment to doing a Virgin Voyage trip and expenses for food. Even with a SNAP, I have very little to just like really go off of for a long-term basis without a job. And I have been doing my best to just keep myself positive and keep my eyes forward with what needs to be done in my life. And while all of this is like occurred, I think my relationship with my girlfriend is definitely more so up in the air now that it's like pretty much at the end of this lease in our home. And I can definitely see the difference and the impact that how good having this home was, but the tensions that could arise living with someone for a year and learning who they are and them learning how you are and how frustrations can lead to a microcosm of just like problems that you didn't know that would begin from just you in your core to bleeding into your relationship and how their own issues or their own insecurities can bleed into you. And if those are mixed together, it just can be problematic or unsolved for a long period of time. I think with my current relationship, it has made it difficult for me to see that I could be with this person for years and years, especially with me still having missing my ex and haven't really like consistently speaking to her due to her having her own life and trying to respect that aspect and knowing that it's not really my place to not annoy her but just reach out to her. Even though I do miss her a lot and I really care for both of these women in my life, but I think it was also just like the courtesy of like living with my current girlfriend and also just having a girlfriend, and it's not respectful to just like be reaching out like that. And it's coming to an age where I'm almost 25 and I'm having second thoughts about where my relationship should be going and how I should be approaching what should be next, whether it's a goal or a job or the safety and like the well-being of my happiness in the future. And I also do fear that I could fall back into old habits going back to my original home. But I think there is a lot of hope from living on my own that I can be inspired. And I've been inspired to go back out and find new places. And I'm on the hunt and searching, making sure that if I have enough cash, I can make a dream for myself and have a home, whether I'm in a relationship or not, or I'm in a place where I can be okay by myself. And I think that's a really good goal to have for myself. And to just have a peace of mind in knowing that I'm in a space where I'm not being influenced by my parents, I'm not being influenced by outside forces that could make me have poor decision making. That's honestly what I have been trying to strive for a very long time. Also, knowing that I've been in a consistent habit of writing and reading in the last, 2 to 3 months, of making sure that my home is organized, that my home is clean, that my home is welcoming, and that the space I'm in shouldn't prevent me from doing things that I would like to do instinctually from the heart and what I desire to have in my life. Because at the end of the day, if I can't enjoy anything and I'm all about efficiency and I'm all about making sure things are on time and making sure that other people are happy before that I am, or any form of just self-respect, and it affects me long term. I don't want the habits of me trying to give chances to children as a teacher and also chances as a partner to earn trust, to earn my time in a way where I'm not rewarding myself and I'm just punishing myself in ways that I could have prevented if I just took the time to address the situation and communicate it clearly. Because if I'm not communicating clearly or not communicating at all, and I'm not delegating what needs to be done in my household, what I want in my relationship, or what I want in my classroom, it will make it difficult, And now we're back from my break. I actually had to stop recording for quite a bit to have a conversation with my partner, and to make sure that we were on the same page, we had some communication about it, about what she was feeling in that moment, and lately, what she has been feeling is like a change of pace between her friend groups, living in a different state, and getting used to and accustomed to a lifestyle that is changing due to her going from college and going back home and going back to college, and then this is her last year doing this kind of thing. So her understanding of what her friend groups and her circles are changing, and it's been affecting her mental health and the way she sees herself, and she already has enough problems with how she sees her body and, and the way she sees me sometimes, she doesn't see herself as, the partner she wants to be, and it can be debilitating on her just seeing herself like that. And even though I try to help, there's not much I can do to change that self-image she's always been feeling like before she's ever met me in the first place, And then on the other side of that coin is me trying to do my best, and I think it's the way I was raised from having to people please and make sure, my sisters were safe and I was safe, from my mom, and to make sure, that my partner is getting the help that she needs, my girlfriend, knowing that I care about her, it can suck to see that it gets debilitating for me, like having to hear similar issues come up, and it can be annoying, it can be frustrating, where I'm trying to help, and even though she says that she understands where I'm coming from, like, there's not a lot of, like, effort on her end to really try to change anything about herself. Like, she doesn't work out, she doesn't, like, push herself to try certain things consistently, and it bleeds into how I see her sometimes. It just shows, like, sometimes she doesn't care about her own body, or like the way she takes her meds, or she doesn't take them and it affects the way she sees me and she gets temperamental. So it, like, I get very fucking frustrated by that, and it puts strain on our relationship. So it's like, what the fuck do you want me to do, you know? But my therapist has been finding ways for me to express that side of myself and draw a line in the sand and be responsible for where I am in the relationship and let her know, like, hey, it's okay that you're going through these things, but at some point you're gonna have to have a conversation one-on-one with this individual and communicate with them that, like, there's only so much help you can provide. But you can help yourself. You can make these changes on your own, even though she says that she's going to. I don't see it happening anytime soon, you know? With someone that says that they're struggling and they can say that they do it on their own and they have done it on their own in other aspects, it's not something you can do alone. It's to change your whole lifestyle, change the way you see yourself. It's not something you can just do alone. It's the help of others. It's the help of actions and opportunities that only happen if you try to get yourself out there and push yourself in the right direction. But there needs to be a cycle of, like, healthy exercise, healthy habits of seeing yourself and being kind to yourself and being around the right people and being with the right partner if you have one, and right family, you know? Make that for yourself a safe place, and make it a safe space for yourself. Because if you can't, all of that stuff can bleed down into, like, some kind of domino effect, and then you're fucked at every angle. And that's the last thing you need when you're depressed, you're mentally ill, or you have something going on in your head that's telling you, like, this could be the end, this is stupid, this is pointless. And then it's not just you that's feeling this, it's your partner, it's your friend, it's your family member, your sibling, your child, you know? And even as an educator, like, you see the way, like, that kind of stuff can affect children. Like, I can see how these kinds of things will lead up to them being teenagers and adults feeling things that they shouldn't have to feel because some kid made fun of them, or some parent was disrespectful, or some teacher just made them, like, stop doing something. Because it happened to me too, and it happened to my girlfriend, and it happened to a lot of my family members and people, just humans in general. It's a chain of action, consequence, and moving on from that and trying to heal and find a better route for yourself or route. Because there's going to be a cause and effect to everything, no matter what you feel like is powerful or minimal. It's going to be painted in the bigger picture at the end. And after living a year together with a partner for the first time, like, it was just, like, eye-opening on where I could go and what I invested in, you know, time-wise, financially, and emotionally into, like, my relationship. And it definitely tells me that I I definitely want something more out of a partner, you know? And I want more of, like, the space to be creative for myself. And it also reminded me that I do love my family. And for all those years of being a kid, of, like, trying to get away, like, I appreciate everything, like, my dad did for me and my aunts. And even for my mom, like, I'm reconnecting with her. I'm getting presents and trying to find, like, the right things to be a better brother for my sisters, you know? And I don't always feel like I am, but I know that I can be, and that's what the most responsible thing I can do is just believe in myself and put it out there into, I don't know, God's free will or my own self, so that I can do this and be accounted for and be relied on. Because even just the difference of dressing up for myself and going to work and putting a smile on my face and seeing my coworkers just, like, encouraging me and coming by and, like, saying these nice things to me about how I've come so far with everything. And they say I'm one of the best male staff that they've ever had, and some of the kids interacting with me and saying that they might miss me or this and that, you know. It makes a difference, because I feel like I'll still hold on to compliments I haven't heard before or haven't been said to me, you know. So it means a lot to me when people give a compliment that can surprise me. And even, like, another one is, like, when I was interacting and teaching, one of the kids I taught actually, like, admitted that one of my coworkers had, like, a crush on me, and I also had a crush on this person, like, deeply, along with one other staff. But again, it's like, there's only, I can do so much, but it just put a smile on my face to know that, like, someone I worked with that I crushed on also crushed on me. But it's not like anything can really happen out of it, but it was just funny to hear that, like, something like that could happen. I can say, like, hey, I'm still out there, I can still get this, you know. But at the end of the day, like, I just really want to be in the right direction for myself outside of what is right for my relationship or what will be my next move. Because I feel like that's what I'm struggling next. Because I have the goal set in mind of, like, trying to get a master's in art and getting a tattoo career and being more creatively involved with writing and just painting and drawing and being in more of an illustration background, something that deals with, like, my major. I think it would have been more important to me to have put myself out there in college and get myself in a better position so, like, there wouldn't be too much back and forth of companies reaching out to me, seeing my portfolio and then not doing nothing about it and not reaching out to me and having to do, like, odd jobs there and there from family and doing education jobs that pay very little with a system that is so disorganized and not fulfilling for people that do an amazing job and really put their hardest into working with the kids, you know. And I've lived through that as a student and as a teacher, you know. But to sidebar all of that, I also wanted to discuss, like, the experience I had with my therapist on Wednesday. where it was this exercise where my therapist told me to close my eyes and take a few deep breaths to like set myself up and not meditate, but think about mildly nice things that you felt and mildly annoying or frustrating or opposite feeling moments that you've had. And I remember discussing like how happy I was and actually feeling the moment out and like reminiscing and actually having like a healthy smile and thinking about positive things that have happened in my life and even just having thoughts of being a 12-year-old kid and like the sun and watching video games, eating peanut butter cookies and just, you know, like just kid stuff, like not having to like worry about what's going on for yourself and like what life's goals need to be accomplished or impressing others or in trying to prove yourself out in the world. And then like moments that have not caused me trauma but just like frustrated me, like I can't remember off the top of my head, but I just remember discussing those aspects and feeling how frustrated. And then my therapist would go back and forth of like gently going into one direction and then going back to like a happier thought. And it was like cool to actually get that exercise through and feel what it's like to actually like be happy as I was when I was a kid and had those true happy moments, you know, because I feel like I stress so much with what's going on with the world and the conflicts of everything. It's fucking crazy. I still can't believe half the shit that's happening in the world while living in a climate where it's housing is practically unaffordable in the United States. Especially with where I live, it's beyond me that I've lived here a majority of my life and still am living in a good circumstance, you know? And I definitely lucked out with some parts of my family, but even now, like, their luck is running thin financially and emotionally with family members just getting tired and strained out with the cost of living here. And you see the effects of that with everyone in my life that is going through it at the same time. So I just think it's important for everyone to find a voice in anything they can do, whether it's writing or even just this as a podcast. Going out to anybody that listens to this, I think it's important for you as a listener to go out there for yourself and try to appreciate those moments in your life, no matter where you are, and make the most of it, whether how small or big it is. Even if you feel like there's a shitty day that you're having, like there's always an hour later, there's another day later that you can make up for it. And make it up to yourself or your partner or whatever the fuck you want to do, you know? Because there was a span of months between, like, the summer and the fall where I was just pushing off, like, a lot of fun things because I was refusing to plan. I would be too tired. I would make excuses for myself, and it, like, bit me in the ass. Like, there would be conflicts between my girlfriend and I because I'm not communicating with her about how I'm feeling, like, angrily, like, and having frustrations towards her, but not feeling like I communicate to her with her own way of exercising her communication, you know? And then it's bleeding into me not doing things around the house as quick or not acknowledging when to step away from a situation, especially like when I would come home frustrated, like I would try to spend as much time as I needed with her without even checking in with myself. And then I'm getting irritated by something that she didn't even do, but it's something going on in my head. I'm not listening to her. And then she's getting pissed at me, and I just put the blame back onto her, being like, what the fuck are you thinking about? Like, why would you talk to me this way? And like thinking about that, you know? And it doesn't help if you're like high or drunk. It just makes it difficult for both parties to actually get it done and communicate. And it can be all over the place, just as what's happening right now with expressing and compressing all these things that have happened in a year to what is led in like this episode. At the same time, I know what is right for me is to actually keep up with this podcast and keep that voice out there. Because I know from time to time, I'll even listen to my own podcast and go back to that as like a auditory like journal entry and see where my thinking was. And to hear your own voice say these things too, it's not just written in your head, you actually hear it and you feel the emotion that and the aura behind what the words are being said. And you feel that moment as a listener to yourself with a new mindset, a new way of thinking, a new way of approaching things with your age. I think it makes a huge difference on the way you see yourself as a person and you see your age. Not on paper, but auditory, you know. And if, Chief, if you're listening to this, I just hope that everything is, like, good on your end. And that I know that you plan on moving. But I really hope if we ever get a chance to meet up again, I think it would mean a lot to me, because I never know when I'll ever see you again, because at this point, I just want to respect your privacy and the sense of, like, communication between us has been shot just due to the way I have been holding off a lot of things in my life. And I know that you have your own thing going on. So even if this is just what it is, and this is the way I have to communicate to you, like, if you still listen to this, like, it still means a lot to me. Or if this is just a brand new listener, like, it means a lot to me that you're still trying things out and following along in my life after a year hiatus, pretty much. But if you know who you are, I really do miss you a lot. And I really care for what you do next, wherever you are. And I hope the sun is always shining in your direction, wherever the fuck you are, you know? Because even I was on the beach today, like, thinking of you, and thinking of the memories, but anyone can talk about memories all day. I just remember just, like, feeling your presence, like, on the beach, and wishing you were there just walking with me and talking, you know, because it's just one of those, like, by myself weekends where I just wish you were here, to be honest. And it could be a lot to say that to somebody. And maybe it's just me overthinking things and crushing, or maybe I have something more going on that I'm not sharing to, like, my heart or to you, you know, because I'm uncertain, you know. But I know for certain that you'll be doing okay wherever you are, and just know that I am always thinking of you, okay? But as for anything else, honestly, all I've been doing lately is just making sure that I set myself up good for my coworkers to see me, and I hope to hang out with them and actually, like, make time to see if I can hang out with some of them privately, or even just in a group setting, like, as, like, one last hurrah together as a group. You know, it would even mean a lot for, like, some old coworkers to come out and see me, but I know that doesn't always be something that could work out. But yeah. As for that, I think this is a great start of making a comeback to what needs to be done, and communicating what I need to feel out and express to the world or to the people I care about without them having to actually hear it, you know. But I love you guys, and if you know who you are, I love you too, and hope everything's well. Hope everything goes great on your end. Okay. I'll see you guys later. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay positive. Happy Saturday. Thinking of you guys. Thinking of you.